All right, welcome everyone to today's deep dive.
Yeah, we're diving into the world of Leo.
And specifically, their connection to the element of fire.
We're going to be looking at an article
breaks down
called What Element is Leo? Discover the Fiery Sign from the website.
All the cool stuff about Leos.
Discover the secrets of the celestial jungle.
It's colon.
Master your Leo destiny.
Discover the secrets of the celestial jungle. Master your Leo destiny. Pretty cool title.
Catchy, right.
So we're going to uncover some pretty
fascinating
things about Leos. Think like Greek myths, lions, fire, the whole shebang.
A lion's mane bursting into flames.
Oh, yeah.
We'll touch upon that.
We'll get into all that.
And even how this element impacts like a Leo's approach to life and relationships.
Yeah.
It's fascinating stuff.
I'm excited to dive in.
Me too.
So this article really gets into how all of the fire elements traits, you know, the passion, the energy, the courage, how that's mirrored in Leos.
Yeah, it's more than just like flames and heat.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this driving force.
Yeah, exactly.
That shapes their core personality.
It's a very like core driving force.
Yeah.
Like that.
It's almost like, you know, if you think of a bonfire, right?
Right.
It draws everyone in.
Right.
It's captivating. It's intense.
Yes.
And that's like that energy that we're talking about with Leos.
Okay. So let's break this down a bit.
Sure.
The article mentions Leos being ruled by the sun
yeah.
and then symbolized by the lion.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that connect to this whole fire element?
Well, let's think about it.
Yeah.
The sun, right? It's the powerhouse of our solar system.
Right.
It provides light, warmth, energy. It's the source of life on Earth.
Totally.
So since Leos are ruled by the sun,
right.
they naturally embody these solar qualities.
Mm.
You know, they're radiant, they're confident, they have this powerful presence.
That makes total sense.
Much like the sun itself.
And what about the lion symbolism?
Lions are pretty majestic creatures.
Yeah, they are.
They're known for their strength, their courage, that air of pride.
Mm.
They often hold like a dominant position in their pride.
Right.
Just like Leos tend to naturally step into. Like leadership roles.
And the article had this really cool visual of a lion's mane.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's on fire.
I love that image.
Yeah.
It's so striking.
And it symbolizes the Leo's desire for recognition.
It really does.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It speaks to their inner drive, their outward expression.
Yeah.
It represents that like burning desire to be seen, to stand out, to make their mark on the world.
Right.
It's not necessarily about power, like in a controlling sense, but more about shining brightly and making a positive impact.
Yeah, yeah. It's that inner drive to,
like,
you know, be seen and recognized for their accomplishments and stuff.
Absolutely.
So this whole fire element thing really shapes their personality.
It does.
The article talks about, like, the Leo being assertive, charismatic, naturally confident, all those things that we associate with, like a fire personality.
Yeah, their warmth and generosity.
Yes.
Are almost contagious.
Yeah.
Leos have big hearts. They love to bring joy to others.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they have this inner flame that radiates outwards.
Right.
Warming everyone around them.
But the article also acknowledges, you know, some potential downsides.
Right, because fire can be
fiery energy.
Both a powerful force for good and a destructive one if it's not controlled.
Right.
Same with Leos,
yeah.
right? Their passion can turn into impatience, their confidence into arrogance.
Oh, yeah.
That warmth into a quick temper if they're not careful.
So then how does the...
All about balance, you know?
Yeah.
Finding that balance.
So how does this fiery nature play out in Leo's relationships?
Imagine, like, being around someone who's always radiating energy and enthusiasm.
Yeah.
That's what it's like being with a Leo.
Right.
They're drawn to people. People are drawn to them.
They sound like they'd be a great friend.
Their charisma and warmth make them incredibly magnetic.
Yeah.
They can be amazing friends.
Mm-hmm.
They're fiercely loyal and protective of the people they care about.
Oh, wow.
They'll go to great lengths to defend their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're so passionate and fun-loving, they inject, like, excitement and enjoyment into every relationship.
That's great.
They know how to make even the most mundane moments feel special.
Yeah.
They're always up for adventure.
But what about conflict? Because they're known for their honesty and their directness.
Right.
Could that, like, lead to clashes?
You're right. Leos are not afraid to speak their minds, and sometimes their honesty can come across as blunt.
Right.
This can definitely lead to misunderstandings.
Yeah.
Especially with people who are more sensitive or prefer a less direct communication style.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of like compatibility,
yeah,
who are Leos?
So when it comes to compatibility,
it looked drawn.
The article points to a natural rapport between Leos and other fire signs, mm, like Aries and Sagittarius.
Okay.
They just get each other.
It makes sense.
That shared energy and zest for life.
Yeah, it's like.
Means they understand and appreciate each other's fiery nature.
Adding fuel to the fire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not just romantic relationships.
Oh, okay.
This applies to like friendships, professional collaborations too.
Right.
Yeah.
Are there any signs that are...
So beyond the fire signs...
Not fire signs?
That Leos get along with well.
Leos can also have strong connections with air signs like Libra and Gemini.
Really?
Yeah. Air signs are intellectual, social, great communicators.
Interesting.
And these qualities actually complement Leo's boldness and creativity really well.
Okay. Mm. So yeah. If you're a Leo,
mm-hmm,
how can you like... harness.
So let's say you're a Leo.
Listening to this.
In a positive way.
And you're like, all right, how do I use all this fire in a positive way? That's a great question.
Yeah.
Leos thrive when they have something to strive for.
Right.
This is where goal setting can be incredibly powerful for them.
Like setting clear goals and pursuing them passionately.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It could be a creative project, a leadership role, anything that ignites their enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Leos are incredibly effective at achieving their goals when they set their minds to it.
It's like that fire becomes like this driving force to propel them forward.
It does.
But what if, you know, you're Leo and that fire feels a little overwhelming, out of control?
That's when practices like meditation and journaling become really valuable tools.
I wouldn't have thought of those as like,
I know, right?
Fiery practices.
You think of meditation, you're like, oh, that's so calm.
Right.
But that's what's so interesting about them. Mm. Meditation helps Leos calm their minds, find a sense of inner peace.
Right.
For Leos, who tend to be very active and outwardly focused, meditation provides a much needed sense of inner peace.
Right.
It allows them to connect with their inner selves, quiet the noise of the world, and tap into a deeper sense of wisdom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what about journaling?
Journaling allows Leos to express their thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
Work through challenges, gain clarity on their aspirations.
Right.
It can also be a great way to track their progress, celebrate their wins, and identify areas where they might need to make adjustments.
So it's about finding that balance between action and reflection.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Leos are all about taking action, making things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's equally important for them to take time for introspection, to connect with their inner selves and make sure their actions are aligned with their values and their goals.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
It makes sense.
And here's a thought-provoking idea that the article mentions surrounding themselves with.
It's all about the company you keep.
Positive people and environments.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
But Leos kind of feed off the energy of others.
That's true. So being in positive environments, spending time with people who inspire them, can really help Leos maintain their positive outlook and fuel their creativity.
It's like surrounding themselves with, like, kindling.
I love that analogy.
To keep the fire going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It perfectly captures the essence of that point.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So for Leos, it's not just about...
It's not just about what they do, but who they surround themselves with.
What they do, but what they surround themselves with as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The people and environments they choose...
Makes sense.
...can have a profound impact on their well-being and their ability to thrive.
This has been a really insightful look at Leo.
Yeah, we've covered...
And their connection to fire.
Myths, symbolism... Personality traits.
Yeah, it's been great.
Even practical advice.
Yeah.
For harnessing that energy.
I'm excited to.
And we've only just scratched the surface.
You're going.
There's so much more to uncover.
So in the next part.
Yeah.
We are going to explore the myths and the symbolism connected to Leo.
We'll dig into the story of the Nemean lion.
Oh, cool.
And see how it reflects this sign's fiery essence.
I can't wait.
It's going to be fascinating to connect those ancient stories to the Leos we know and love today.
Absolutely.
So stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back
to
our deep dive into the world of Leo.
Now we're going to uncover another layer of Leo's connection to fire.
We are.
By exploring the myths and the lore that kind of surround this sign.
Our article actually goes into some of the historical and cultural representations.
Okay, cool.
Of like Leo's element.
Let's start with mythology.
Sure.
I'm always fascinated by those stories.
Well, in Greek mythology, Leo is linked to the Nemean lion, a fearsome creature with an impenetrable hide.
Oh, right.
Pretty intimidating.
And wasn't that like one of Hercules's 12 labors?
That's right.
Okay.
Slaying the Nemean lion was considered one of Hercules' greatest feats.
Wow.
It really showed off like his strength and courage.
Yeah, I remember that story.
Yeah.
But how does that tie into Leo's like fiery nature?
Well, the Nemean lion was said to have this like fiery spirit.
Okay.
That was like a mirror to the element itself.
Oh, interesting.
You know, the beast symbolized raw power, resilience, untamed wildness.
Mm-hmm.
And those qualities really resonate with like the core of what it means to be a Leo.
So even in ancient mythology, we're seeing this strong link between Leo and fire.
Exactly.
That's so cool.
It's not just like a modern astrological interpretation.
Right.
It's something that's been like embedded in stories and beliefs for centuries.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And the article also mentions the Leo constellation. Right.
What's the significance of that?
So the constellation Leo, which you can see in the northern hemisphere during the spring and summer months, depicts the shape of a lion.
Right.
And its brightest star, Regulus, is located right at the heart of the lion, symbolizing like Leo's courage and their natural leadership qualities.
So it's like the stars themselves are echoing.
It's pretty amazing.
That fiery spirit.
It really is.
That's cool.
And it's not just the Greeks. Many cultures have linked lions to fire and the sun.
That's interesting.
They're a pretty universal symbol.
Are there any other like cultural representations that stand out to you?
The image of a lion's mane, but like engulfed in flames.
Oh, yeah.
Is a powerful symbol that pops up in various cultures.
I can see that.
It represents like Leo's burning desire for recognition, their passion, their radiant energy.
Right.
It's almost as if like their inner fire is so intense.
Yeah, that it like spills over, making them impossible to ignore.
Yeah, it really captures like the essence
of a Leo.
It's a reminder that Leos are not meant to blend in.
Right.
They're meant to stand out, to lead, to inspire others with their fiery spirit.
Okay, so we've explored the myths and symbolism.
Yes.
But how does all of this...
So now let's bring it back.
For free energy.
Play out, like, in real life.
Absolutely.
The article talks about the importance of, like, embracing and harnessing Leo's fire for personal growth.
It's all about, like, Leo's learning to work with their fiery nature.
Oh, okay.
Understanding its strengths and its pitfalls.
So what advice does the article give?
Well, it starts by recognizing that Leos are naturally assertive and charismatic.
Okay.
These are qualities that make them natural leaders, but it's important for them to use those traits responsibly.
What would that like look like?
It's about being aware of how their assertiveness might be perceived by others.
Okay.
Being mindful of their tone, their approach.
Great.
And being open to like different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
It's about channeling their leadership qualities in a way that like inspires and motivates rather than intimidates.
Yeah, so it's not about suppressing their fiery nature.
Exactly.
It's more about refining it.
It's finding that balance between passion and composure, confidence and humility. The article also highlights the importance of Leos cultivating self-confidence.
I thought self-confidence came naturally to Leos.
Yeah.
They always seem so charismatic.
But even the most confident Leo can have moments of self-doubt.
Right.
The article emphasizes the importance of, like, acknowledging achievements, celebrating their successes, focusing on their strengths.
Yeah.
It's about, like, recognizing their own worth.
Right.
Regardless of external validation.
Yeah, it's a great reminder for, like, everyone, not just Leos.
It's good life advice for anyone.
Yeah, for sure.
But for Leos, that self-affirmation helps them maintain like a healthy level of confidence.
Right.
Which in turn allows them to shine even brighter.
And the article also mentions that Leos should set clear goals.
Yeah.
And pursue them passionately.
This is where that fiery energy can really be put to good use.
Right.
Leos thrive when they have like a purpose, a mission to accomplish.
Okay.
Setting those goals gives them something to like focus their energy on, something to strive for.
Yeah.
And with their passion and determination, they become incredibly effective at achieving what they set their minds to.
So if you're a Leo feeling
struggling,
lost or uninspired, maybe setting some goals could
it could be a spark
help reignite that fire.
Yeah, whether it's a creative project, a career goal, even a personal challenge, mm-hmm. having that clear objective helps Leos channel their energy in a positive and productive direction.
It sounds like Leos are capable of achieving, like, great things with their partner.
The article also acknowledges that
for fire effectively,
Leos can get carried away by their enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Which can lead to burnout.
So how do they, like, manage that?
The article suggests incorporating practices like meditation and journaling into their routine.
Interesting. Those seem like more calming, like, introspective practices.
Yeah.
How do those benefit, like, a fiery Leo?
Well, meditation can help calm the mind, reduce stress, improve focus.
Right.
For Leos, who tend to be very active and outwardly focused, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. meditation provides a much needed sense of inner peace.
Okay.
It allows them to connect with their inner selves.
Right.
Quiet the noise of the world uh-huh. and tap into, like, a deeper sense of wisdom.
And what about journaling?
Journaling allows Leos to express their thoughts and feelings, work through challenges, gain clarity on their aspirations.
Right, okay.
It can also be a great way to, like, track their progress, celebrate their wins,
right.
and identify areas where they might need to make adjustments.
So again, it's about finding that balance between action and reflection.
Leos are all about taking action, making things happen.
Right.
But it's equally important for them to take time for introspection, mm-hmm. to connect with their inner selves
yeah.
and make sure their actions are aligned with their values and their goals.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
It does. And speaking of controlling fire,
yeah.
the article also emphasizes the importance of surrounding themselves with the right people.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
We did.
How Leos really feed off the energy of...
Yeah. Leos are very social creatures.
Others.
And they're highly attuned to the energy of those around them.
Right.
Being in positive environments, spending time with people who inspire them mm-hmm. can really help Leos maintain their positive outlook and fuel their creativity. It's like surrounding themselves with, like,
I love that analogy.
Kindling that yeah. keeps the fire burning bright.
It perfectly captures the essence of this point.
I like it.
Yeah.
So for Leos, it's not just about
what they do, but who they surround themselves with.
What they do.
Absolutely.
But who they surround themselves with.
The people and environments they choose.
Makes sense.
Can have a profound impact on their well-being and their ability to thrive.
This has been a really insightful look at Leo's connection to fire.
It has.
We've covered myths, mm-hmm. symbolism, personality traits, even practical advice for. Like,
we've covered it all.
Harnessing that energy.
We've only just scratched the surface.
Okay.
There's still more to come.
Well, in the next part, we'll shift our focus to Leo's compatibility.
We'll see how they interact.
With other zodiac signs.
With other signs of the zodiac.
We'll explore the dynamics.
The potential for both harmony and conflict.
Those relationships.
That'll be interesting.
All right. Welcome back to our deep dive.
It's the final part of our exploration of Leo and fire.
We've talked about their personality traits and those myths. Even some practical advice on how to, you know, make the most of that fiery energy.
Yeah, and now it's time to see how that fiery nature impacts how a Leo interacts with other signs.
Oh, I'm excited for this.
The realm of relationships.
Astrological compatibility.
Yeah, always interesting.
Where do we even begin?
Well, the article points out a really strong connection between Leo and the other fire signs.
Okay.
Aries and Sagittarius.
Right, right.
These signs share that same energy, love of adventure, passion for life.
So it's like a very exciting trio.
It really is.
Full of like...
energy. Yeah. When these signs come together, there's an immediate spark.
Right.
That sense of understanding and appreciation.
Yeah.
They inspire each other, push each other to grow, and they're not afraid to chase their dreams.
What makes them click so well?
They speak the same language, energetically speaking. They understand each other's need for independence. That desire for excitement, that bold, expressive way of being. There's a real respect for each other's individuality.
Sounds like a relationship full of, like, passion and fun.
It definitely can be.
Yeah.
But it's important to remember
right.
that even the most compatible signs will face challenges.
Of course, yeah. What kind of challenges would they need to navigate?
Well, since fire signs are naturally independent and strong-willed, mm-hmm. there's always the possibility of, like, power struggles. You know? They might need to learn to compromise, take turns leading and following,
right.
and respect each other's boundaries. Communication is key.
Makes sense.
It always is, right?
Yeah.
In relationships.
I'm curious about how Leos connect with, like signs that aren't fire signs.
Right.
Are there any surprising pairings that work well?
The article mentions an interesting compatibility between Leo and the air signs.
Okay.
Libra and Gemini.
Really? That's not what I would have guessed.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so, right?
Not necessarily.
Air signs are known for their intellect, mm-hmm. their social butterfly personalities, and their love of communication.
Right.
And these qualities actually complement a Leo's boldness and creativity in a really unique way.
Oh, okay.
Libra, with its focus on harmony and balance,
right,
can help a Leo smooth out some of their rough edges.
Okay.
And see things from different angles.
Interesting.
And Gemini, with its quick wit and endless curiosity, mm-hmm. can keep a Leo entertained and engaged.
Right.
Always bringing new ideas to the table.
It's almost like a bit of an opposites attract.
In a way, oh. Yeah. Yeah. These pairings create this dynamic and stimulating partnership mm-hmm. where each sign brings out the best in the other.
I like it.
Leo's warmth and generosity can ground those air signs.
Right.
While their lightheartedness and adaptability can help Leo loosen up and be open to new possibilities.
Are there any signs that Leo should approach with a bit more caution?
It's important to remember that individual experiences can vary greatly.
Oh, of course.
And no two relationships are exactly alike.
Right.
But generally speaking, Leos may find it more challenging to connect with water signs.
Okay.
Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces.
Interesting. Why is that?
Well,
what creates that? Like, water
signs. Such signs are known for their emotional depth.
Okay.
Their sensitivity. Mm-hmm. And a tendency to be more introverted.
Right.
And these qualities can clash with Leo's, like, fiery, outgoing nature.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see.
A water sign might find a Leo's boldness a bit overwhelming.
Right.
Or their need for attention training. Mm-hmm. And a Leo might see a water sign as moody or overly sensitive.
So it's not that. So there can be.
These pairings are impossible.
But it might take. Yeah.
It might require more understanding and effort.
A bit more work.
Yeah. Open communication, empathy,
right.
and a willingness to compromise are important in any relationship. But especially when you're dealing with these contrasting elemental energies.
We've been on such an incredible journey.
It has been quite the journey.
Today, exploring Leo and the element of fire.
We've covered it all, haven't we?
We really have.
From personality traits and myths to practical tips and compatibility with other signs.
It's been so insightful.
It have.
What's the, like, key takeaway for our listeners today?
I think it's this.
Okay.
If you're a Leo, embrace your fire.
I love that.
Understand that this fiery energy is a powerful force, right?
Yeah.
It's about finding that balance. Boldness and compassion, confidence and humility, passion and composure.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
And thank you to all of our listeners.
Yes, thank you for joining us.
For joining us on this deep dive.
On this journey into the heart of Leo.
Into the heart of Leo. Until next time.
Until next time.
Keep those flames burning bright.
Keep shining bright.